No updates on the condition or status of the foreign graduate UCLA student who was detained at the U.S.-Mexico border while trying to re-enter the country. But the protest movement at UCLA over the student's arrest is just getting ramped up. KNX News talked with UCLA constitutional law professor Ariella Gross, who was highly critical of the Trump administration's broader campaign to cancel the visas of foreign grad students.
It falls at the intersection of two really dangerous trends. One is the attack on universities, which I would say is actually an attack on civil society institutions more broadly. All of the institutions that could stand up to an authoritarian regime are the target of an authoritarian regime. And universities are a leading place for the production of knowledge, for truth seeking, some of the things this administration doesn't like. It is also especially an attack on people who were born outside of the United States. Many of the people who at universities are leading contributors to our research, teaching mission, valued members of the community. And the goal is to instill fear. Terror.
Gross emphasized the value that foreign grad students bring to campuses like UCLA.
I think it's undeniable that in every area of research and teaching, you will find foreign students, leading the way. One of the great strengths of the American university system is that we have attracted people from all over the world. Many of them stay, build families, and contribute to the United States for the rest of their lives. Many of them also go home and are incredible ambassadors for the United States and build democratic institutions and higher learning in their countries as well. Both of those are invaluable contributions.
She promises that the protests against the arrest of this particular UCLA student and the Trump administration's overall attack on student visas will continue.
I'm encouraged that we are seeing people, faculty, students, administrators around the country starting to wake up to the graveness of this threat and to speak up and to work together. I think everyone who teaches or learns in a university was thrilled and energized by Harvard University standing up to the Trump administration last week. I think that was a shot in the arm. So I think that we are going to see more backbone. I certainly hope so. From administrators who up till now may have been thinking, if we just keep our head down, we can hide. Maybe it won't come to us. This train is coming and we can't hide from it, but we can stand up to it.
At this point, at least 1,000 foreign students at nearly 130 universities have had their visas revoked or their legal status terminated during this crackdown.